Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Michigan, authorities announced they have thwarted a mass shooting plot at a Pontiac High School graduation ceremony. One suspect is in custody and they're still searching for another. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard says his deputies received a tip about that threat against the event on social media and recovered loaded firearms at the scene.
When you consider the weapons that were there, the individuals that were involved who have a history of being involved with weapons and violence, one is on probation for a weapons offense.
He called on the public to come forward with any other information that helps the case. President Trump tells ABC News' Jonathan Carl that he's not ready to talk to Elon Musk after their public falling out over the budget bill. The back-and-forth posts on social media have stopped for now. And volatile storms on the march across the nation's midsection today after tearing across parts of Texas. And smoke that drifted into the U.S. from Canada is easing a bit. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Trump administration is scrutinizing Wisconsin's top election agency. Federal funding for voter education and poll worker training could be on the line. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division issued a sharp warning to the Wisconsin Elections Commission in a letter yesterday, saying that the agency is out of compliance with federal law. At issue, the DOJ says the commission lacks a proper administrative complaint process, a requirement under the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is a bipartisan body established roughly a decade ago by former Governor Scott Walker. It oversees election guidance for nearly 2,000 local clerks, and the agency does have a complaint system and investigative process in place. Any eligible Wisconsin voter can file a complaint, but the DOJ's letter suggests that may not meet federal standards. Since 2002, Wisconsin has received more than $77 million to help administer elections after HAVA, the post-2000 election law that aimed to make voting more accessible and secure. This latest federal push comes amid continued complaints over a mobile voting van used in Racine during a primary years ago. The city said the van expanded access for voters, but former Racine GOP chair Kenneth Brown disagreed and sued. The case went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which tossed it out earlier this year. The court's liberal majority ruled that Brown wasn't personally harmed and had no standing. State Republican lawmakers are taking another swing. A new bill, backed by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, would make it easier to sue if complaints to the Election Commission were dismissed. That proposal had a public hearing earlier this week. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers begin a three-game series against the San Diego Padres in second place in the NL West behind the Dodgers. Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee. NBA, the Pacers were down by as much as 15 points in the fourth quarter last night in game one of the finals on ESPN.
Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot.
The Pacers win 111-110 over the Thunder. Game two is Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has worked with the quarterback's coach before in Green Bay.
The quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Overcast but calm today, with comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer, to discuss what the heck went wrong with Wisconsin's biennial budget and the draconian cuts the MAGA regime is proposing right here at home.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 here on the Tom Hartman Program. RFK Jr.'s deadly war on science. Bob Kennedy is not a doctor. He is not a scientist. He's a lawyer. But he's making medical choices for all of us. This is crazy. The COVID-19 vaccine, for example. Keep in mind, the pandemic is not over. I mean, you know, yes, it seems like it's over. But the reality is, in the United States, every week, COVID-19 still kills 300 people and hundreds more are hospitalized. COVID is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States and in the top 10 leading causes of death among children. And this new strain is surging out of Asia right now, which is highly contagious. So if you have, if you're over 65 and you haven't had a COVID shot in 6 months, get it now. And if you're under 65 and you haven't had a COVID shot in the last 12 months, get it now. So anyhow, there's this Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices to the CDC. That's the title of this committee. And they come up with recommendations on vaccines. And their recommendation has been what I just said. You know, if you're over 65 or immunocompromised or whatever, you know, get the COVID shot every 6 months. And if you're under 65, get it once a year, including if you're a kid. But Bob Kennedy came out and just blew that all up. And, you know, without consulting, apparently, this committee that is supposed to come up with these things, according to Dr. Paul Offit, what Kennedy is claiming now is that these vaccines should go through placebo-controlled double-blind studies. Now, here's the problem. When you've got something that you know works, we know that the COVID vaccine has literally saved millions of lives, even though when Bob Kennedy was asked if the COVID vaccine has ever saved anybody's life, he refused to answer the question. During the Senate confirmation hearing, Bernie Sanders said, asked Kennedy to acknowledge that COVID vaccine had saved millions of lives. Kennedy replied, "I don't think anybody can say that." So this is a guy who has, you know, committed himself for quite some time now to trash talking vaccines. And like I said, you know, COVID is still killing 300 Americans a week. But he is saying that they should be doing placebo-controlled studies. You don't do a placebo-controlled study. Let me back up a little bit. A placebo-controlled study is where half the people in the study get the drug, in this case the vaccine, and half the people in the study get a sugar pill or a saline injection. And nobody knows which half is which. And then everybody goes out and gets exposed to the disease. Well, you don't do that if there's a deadly disease out there. I mean, you do that real early on in the phases when you're looking for, you know, safety and things like that or something close to that. But you just don't, it's unethical. Dr. Paul Offit, the director of Vaccine Education Center at the University of Pennsylvania, says, we have a vaccine that works. Given that we know that SARS-CoV-2 continues to circulate, cause hospitalizations and death, there's no group that has no risk. In other words, there's no group you can give the placebo to. And but the other thing that's really important to note is that prior to Bob Kennedy making this announcement, if you went to the pharmacy and said, hey, I'd like my COVID shot, it was free. It was it, for most people. Most insurance companies and Medicare would pay for it. Why? Because it was recommended by the CDC. Now, just like your flu shot. Now, if you go to the pharmacy and say, hey, I'd like that COVID shot, they're going to say, oh, yeah, that'll be $150 or whatever they happen to charge for it. I've heard from, you know, I've heard or seen, you know, prices as low as $75, as high as $200. Seems like the average is in the neighborhood of $100. And so what does that mean? What that means is that low-income people, the people who are most likely to get sick and die from COVID because they're least likely to have the health and nutrition specifically that keeps them healthy, are more likely to not get vaccinated and thus to get sick and die or suffer long COVID or other side effects, strokes, heart attacks, kidney damage. I mean, COVID is a disease of the blood vessels. It's a clotting and blood vessel disease, and it can cause all kinds of wild damage. So what we have now is not a public health system. It's a public death system. And no other developed country in the world is doing this. We are completely alone. We're the only country in the world with over $1 trillion in student debt. Every other advanced democracy in the world not only provides free college, but most of them, or many of them anyway, pay you to go to college because they know it's an investment in the future of the country. We're the only country in the world with over $1 trillion in medical debt. We're the only developed country in a democracy in the world that doesn't have a national healthcare system. And what fragment that we have of our healthcare system is under continuous assault, Medicare and Medicaid. And now we're the only country in the developed world that's saying, oh, and by the way, you want to get a COVID shot to protect yourself and your family and grandma and the little kids? It's going to cost you. Bob Kennedy, you know, runs around talking about the evil vaccine companies. Well, he's going to make them a whole pile of money here. I don't get it. Maybe you do. So what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, by the way, when they're doing placebo tests, they stop them when they find out that the medicine they're giving to the control group actually is
effective,
saving their lives.
Yep, absolutely.
And so this clown that we have in the government right now is one of the clowns that's in our government. And speaking of clowns, I have been a little bit upset with you for a week because you kind of threw a grenade at me when I was doing my rant on Friday. And you told me that Joe Biden put Donald Trump in the White House.
Joe Biden what?
Joe
Biden what?
I did my, pardon?
I said Joe Biden did what?
Joe Biden put Donald Trump in the White House because he stuck around for too long.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I did my research to see if Joe Biden had actually said that he was only going to serve one term.
Mm-hmm.
And he never said that.
Really?
Some of the people around him said that, but he never said it.
Oh, okay. Well, I stand corrected.
Now, and we got our jobs report this week, and of course, we're seeing less jobs created under Donald Trump again, now that he is president again, after Elon Musk came out and admitted that he's the one that put Donald Trump in the White House. And it cost him $44 billion to buy X. And then he spent another, $270 billion to put him in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that put Donald Trump. The Supreme Court put Donald Trump in the White House by keeping him out of prison. Donald Trump should be in prison right now. And the Supreme Court made sure that Donald Trump would stay in the race.
Mm-hmm.
Our right-wing media made sure that we would not compare Joe Biden's record with Donald Trump's record.
Right.
And so now we have the orange, racist, felonious clown in a lover spat between the racist billionaire SpaceX geek. And that's what everybody's talking about right now.
Yeah.
Those two clowns are out there snapping each other. You know, the B word.
Yeah, the space Nazi other. Versus the orange rapist. I get it.
Yeah.
By the way, just I just asked Perplexity about, you know, what you said about Biden, and they agree with you. You are right, Larry. Biden did publicly refer to himself as a transition candidate, which many interpreted as an indication he'd only serve one term. But Biden refused to make a definitive one-term promise, repeatedly stating that he would not commit one way or the other and would decide later about running for a second term. So I apologize. Thank you.
And I would say that it was George Steffi who helped Donald Trump get that second term. It was George Clooney who also helped, the clueless Clooney, who helped Donald Trump get that second term, and TYT also, who helped Donald Trump get that second term.
Mm.
And so we need to stop, we need to point out the fact that the media is going out there finding Democrats. They're searching for Democrats who will say Joe Biden was too old.
Right.
When there was not one policy, not one bad effect that came from Joe Biden's age when he was president. Although Donald Trump being a racist and Donald Trump being a fascist, he gave us January 6th.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one thing after another, he gave us a recession. He lost almost 3 million jobs. You can just go right down. The media never pointed all that stuff out during the election because the media wanted Donald Trump back in the White House so he could do it to us again.
Yeah. Because he brings eyeballs to the media. Yeah, I get it, Larry.
And again, George Steffi, I have a dislike for him because he's been doing this stuff for.
You're talking Stephanopoulos over on ABC?
Oh, is that his name? Yes, that's his name.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
George Steffi.
Yeah. Larry, thank you. Thanks for the call. And thanks for correcting me. Almost 17 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth to multinational corporations and Bob Kennedy, we'd really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Member 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
This sounds like a 60-second spot.
We crossed the sea to break the chains left behind the tyrant's reign. No more kings, no golden thrones. We built a land that stood alone.
Welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Robert in Naples, Florida. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Just watching the politics between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and the more this goes on, the more I'm thinking that this is all just political theater. Because if this guy's, you know, Mr. Deep Pockets, and he knows that Congress is only held by 5 votes for the Republicans, why not just pick off 10 Republicans and, you know, give them a job for life at, you know, Tesla, you know, and say, here's your signing bonus of $10 million. Walk away and, you know, do it in a blue state so the governor gets to put in, a blue congressperson, and the House would flip by Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that easy.
Yeah, it really would be, Robert.
Really,
you're right.
If by him not doing that, and I'm thinking I'm a smart guy, but, you know, if he's got all these billions, he's really smart. If he's not doing that, that means this is all show for me. You know, I think this is all just a game just to divert our attention from something more important.
Well, I don't think that Elon Musk thinks he's going to get from the Democrats what he wants. Ro Khanna's suggestion notwithstanding, Congressman Khanna just came out and said that Democrats should be talking to Elon because, you know, we do want, you know, green energy, and that's one of his major businesses. And, you know, there's a few other things that we have in common with him. But I think the guy is damaged goods. I think he's a drug addict and a psychopath. It certainly appears to me. It's just my opinion. Yeah. I may well be wrong.
But I think Democrats should stay as far away from him as possible. This is the flip side of this, Robert, and your point is really an important one and well taken, is that now is the moment that Republicans should be demanding an end to Citizens United.
Yeah. Nah, listen, he can come clean on a lot of things. Yeah. You know, and hopefully he can get his life together and he can straighten himself out of drug addiction. That's a very,
yeah.
He's young enough and I'm sure he can do it, and I hope he does.
Yeah, let's
wish
him the best.
But you know what else he can do? He could come clean and tell us what happened during the elections. If he said, listen, I was coerced, you know, Russia told me to help Donald Trump and I bought X. And Twitter, and I made it X.
Well, Donald said, you know, hey, Elon, thanks for your help with the voting machines in Pennsylvania. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. And Don, listen, if he says that, he said, you know, I did change the votes. You know what? I'll go buy a Tesla tomorrow. I really will. You know,
and, I'm with you.
And the people, I guess, will forgive him for that as long as he comes clean. But you got to come clean there, Elon.
Yeah.
Listen, I got things I got to do, and I want to thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Yeah, it's time for Elon to walk the 12 steps. Katie in Hamul, California. Hey, Katie, what's up?
Well, yeah, hi, Tom. I wasn't going to call today, but I am missing a comment about our newest, recently potty-trained appointment to the government, the 22-year-old Thomas Fugit.
Mm. The guy who's in charge of domestic terrorism.
Whose background is mowing lawns.
Yep.
I talked to Mateo about it because obviously he did a few internships, but he's done absolutely nothing. He's got a 4-year degree.
Yep.
And have you seen his picture?
Yeah.
So Big Balls is 19, but this guy's got that. He still can't rent a car.
Yeah. Well, he's 22. He's a white guy, so he qualifies to be in the Trump administration.
Sorry?
He's a white guy, so he qualifies to be in the Trump administration.
Oh, but I mean, it's just like his picture says, I'm steel balls. I mean, but a lot of white guys are not in the Trump administration.
True.
So I just want your take on this. And is he indeed,
he comes from money. And he has been down to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah, he's been down to Mar-a-Lago. He's been up to the White House. He's been hanging out with Trump. You know, wealthy people can do that.
So his family, but I knew that, but again, a lot of white guys have done that with 4-year degrees.
But he was very aggressive. You know, he worked on the Trump campaigns, and he got himself in front of Donald Trump enough. Trump rewards loyalty. It's just that simple.
Right.
Not confidence, loyalty.
Why this white guy out of all of the other white guys?
Well, I think
you said he comes from money, and that might, you know, that might be the deal.
Yeah, I don't know that he comes from big money, but he certainly comes from enough money that, you know, he could go to college and he could travel down to Mar-a-Lago and travel up to D.C. and all this kind of stuff without having a job, you know, having just mowed lawns in the summer. So, Katie, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break here with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media. I'll be right back with your calls afterwards. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. shopmando.com. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court, they're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work. Because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Legislative Republicans and Governor Tony Evers have ended negotiations on the state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Budget negotiations between Governor Tony Evers and top Republicans have hit a wall. The GOP leaders said talks had reached an impasse despite what they called good faith negotiations. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and Budget Committee Co-Chair Senator Howard Markline said taxpayers simply cannot afford the governor's spending priorities. In response, Evers said he kept his end of the bargain, backing tax cuts for the middle class and retirees. But Republicans wouldn't budge on his calls for child care, education, and funding the UW system. Wisconsin has the largest budget surplus on record, according to an analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum.
Legislators are trying to finalize the budget by the end of the month. 98 schools across Wisconsin received a DPI honor for achievement, progress, or impact for last school year. The schools of recognition include Arcadia Middle School, Independence Elementary School, and Wattiewaukee Center Junior High School. Schools eligible for the recognition must be receiving Title I federal funding, meet or exceed expectations on the school report card, and meet or exceed 95% test participation among all students. You can see the full list of schools receiving recognition on the DPI website. This week's state high school track and field championships will be held at UW La Crosse Friday and Saturday. The event, which has been held in La Crosse since 1990, draws an average of nearly 20,000 attendees over the two-day event. According to city officials, the event provides a nearly $4 million economic impact to La Crosse. Also, Highway 16 is under construction, so visitors to the state meet are advised to take alternate routes. You can find more information, including participants, directions, and more on the WIAA's website. UW La Crosse and the WIAA have an agreement in place to keep the event in western Wisconsin through next year. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Overcast but calm today with comfortable high temperatures scraping about 70 and rain likely. Maybe some rumbles of thunder this afternoon. Starting the day off tomorrow with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-70s. But more scattered showers and some storms could pop up in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, actor Mark Unger, and it's a Bar Band Friday night with Rocker filling in for his Maxine co-host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
And thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. I love their sleep gummies, by the way. They really work well for me. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change, like millions are, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CB Distillery, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 25% off your entire purchase. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM.
Steps into the light. Billionaire dreams burning bright. A fascist salute to the crowd takes flight, and the shadow it casts chills the night. My heart's with you, he calls to the throng. Together we'll fix what's been broken too long. But as his hand rises, the echoes take form, a specter of history, fueling the storm. Fascist salutes and shadows, what do they mean? A flash of the past in the modern machine.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. AJ in La Mesa, California. Hey, AJ, what's up?
Happy Friday, Tom. Comments I posted a little while ago with the Washington Post, I thought I'd share with you. So, what does one call the fracas between two vicious, ruthless, and bigoted, megalomaniacal, misanthropic, and sadistic psychopaths? Why, the bonfire of the vanities, of course.
Oh, perfect. You and Thomas Wolfe.
And if I could just share a quick quote from John Kenneth Galbraith that dovetails with earlier comments by yourself. The modern conservative is engaged in one of man's oldest exercises in moral philosophy. That is, the search for a truly superior moral justification for selfishness. That's from a speech delivered to the U.S. Senate on 18 December 1963, entered into the Congressional Record, page 25042, and later adapted into an article for the March 1964 issue of Harper's Magazine under the title, Let Us Begin, An Invitation to Action on Poverty. Tom, a wonderful weekend to Louise and you.
Well, thank you, AJ, and thanks for that great quote. I have, for many years, loved that quote. And the bonfire of the vanities. I remember the book. You know, Louise and I read it on a summer vacation, and that was an amazing book. Thanks a lot, Tucker in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tucker, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's up?
Yeah, I have a question, and I have some information for you. That's the question first. How can we stop this parade on June 14th?
I don't think we can. You're talking about Trump's birthday parade?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we can stop it. I think all we can do is stand up in opposition to it in our local communities.
I will be that day. But anyway, my information is a good friend of mine, Michelle Pistone, is an immigration lawyer. And she teaches a course in Villanova, I believe you get it online, too, for non-lawyers that can help immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
It's called VISTA, V-I-I-S-T-A.
Okay.
If you look up Michelle Piston with one L and look up Vista. I don't know what the course costs. I don't have the information right in front of me. Mm-hmm. But it's nationwide, and she's an amazing person that just helps people. And she's also knows the new Pope and has meetings with him and the former Pope.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yes. So, everybody look up Vista if you want to help immigrants so you can learn how. You can take this course.
Okay.
And you don't have to be a lawyer. You can actually advise immigrants on how to stay in this country.
Cool. Tucker, thank you. Thank you so much for the call and for the information. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Happy Friday, Tom. Thanks, as always, for giving us a big picture regarding Citizens United transforming us from a democracy to an oligarchy, and I would say to a fast-approaching fascist dictatorship if we don't continue to rise up and resist. And I'll remind everyone again to mark their calendars for No King's Day a week from tomorrow. And as you ended your Hartman report on Wednesday with, don't get used to fascism, get loud and get in the streets. So June 14th, that's our opportunity to continue doing that. And Tom, you know, I'm also glad you're calling out the corporate Democrats, the so-called problem solvers, blue dog centrists, whatever they call themselves, for their complicity in this slide into oligarchy. And I'm going to single out Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, who's had the audacity to argue that we shouldn't even use the word oligarchy because people, according to her, don't understand what it means.
Well, she was one of the organizers of that meeting.
She was one of the organizers of what?
Of that meeting that they had earlier this week for, quote, moderate Democrats.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I mean, to say that people don't understand the word oligarchy, Bernie and AOC just finished a fighting oligarchy tour that brought out tens of thousands of people everywhere they went, including red states, in a non-election year. So, I mean, go figure. And Tom, this is the same Alyssa Slotkin who, she was the only Democrat in the Senate a couple weeks ago to vote with the Republicans to revoke the waivers that California has had for the last 50 years that allows them and 16 other states, which have followed them, to set stricter emission standards for vehicles in their states. And, you know, as you know, Tom, for the first time in 30 million years, we just hit 430 parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere. Yep. We're in a new era of climate chaos. So, you know, the primaries are where, besides the activism and getting in the streets, the primaries are where we need to focus our energy. And, you know, the DNC could vastly help our efforts by getting super PAC and dark money out of the primaries. Have you heard any news on that front?
No, I haven't. Hope springs eternal, yeah, I mean, though, Jeff.
Well, I think, you know, David Hogg, just for bringing up...
He hasn't been kicked out yet.
Yeah, but just by trying to shake up the primary process a little and get away from the status quo, look at all the flack he's getting. So that's what we're up against, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You know, big money is addictive. I mean, it alters how people behave. It alters how they think. It alters their emotional states. And, you know, the promise of big money and the threat of big money both. And this is the world that John Roberts and four other on the take right wing shills on the U.S. Supreme Court brought us. Jeff, thank you. Spot on. Joe in Cupertino, California. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Happy Friday, Tom. I wonder if you found out what happened to Michelle Bachmann. I saw her on TV the other day. She's still on Car Shield now on commercial television.
Really? Michelle Bachmann? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, I haven't heard from her
in years.
Yeah. Funny. She looked like she had braces. I have a guilty confession. I have found something else on Monday, and it's been the whole week, but it's called Brett Brooks Things. You know, as you know, Randy Rose was forced to retire. Right. And her production staff had decided to take up where she left off. And I think he's got his own format, but it's an hour long. Unfortunately, they're on the East Coast, and so it starts at noon. So it's in conflict with Tom, and I've told him that, you know, you need to change your times. Mm. He's still on YouTube, though, and hasn't made it over to free speech yet, but I'd really like for you to check it out. He's a really young, informative person of color. He's on topic. He's a little nervous, but I think he's doing a really good job, and he's carrying on in the spirit at, I know she's probably following him from home, but I just wanted to give you and your listeners a heads up. Brett Breaks Things is on YouTube, and it comes on here on the West Coast at 9 o'clock.
What's his name?
And he's going to get hooked up so they can change times, and I guess he did reach out to Free Speech TV, but they have blocked what quarterly, so they can't do anything about it right now, but maybe if he gets enough viewers, they'll pick him up. Anyway, check him out if you can.
Yeah. Pardon me, I'm sneezing. What's his name again? I'm sorry, I never caught that.
Brett Breaks Things.
Okay, great. Cool.
Yeah, same studio and everything.
Okay, so, thank you, ahead. Joe. Thanks for the heads up.
All right.
Steven in Pueblo, Colorado. Hey, Steven, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I got two things for you, Tom. One is Google insect hotels. Build one, put it in your yard, and you can have my mosquitoes.
Insect hotels, all right.
Yeah. And then number two is cryptocurrency. There's a new documentary out about crypto, and it's called They Are Lying to You for Money. It's by Ben McKenzie of the OC, and it premieres at the SXSW in London in June. I believe that's tonight. I'm not sure. Hmm. But there's some clips on the internet. I kind of Googled a little bit. I haven't been to YouTube yet, but what it does is it exposes the fraud in cryptocurrency. The guy actually interviewed Sam Bankman-Fried before he got busted.
Yeah.
And he also talks about Trump's crypto coin, in which 50 people made $10 million within minutes of Trump's coin coming out onto the market.
And almost 200,000 lost their shirts. Here's the thing. Here's the thought experiment. If we were on a gold standard and suddenly, they discovered that, half the state of Michigan was sitting on giant deposits of, just massive amounts of gold, what would happen to the dollar if the dollar was tied to the availability of gold and suddenly there was this glut of the market of gold? The dollar would collapse. I mean, it would just be an economic disaster. So cryptocurrency, the value of cryptocurrency is based on how much electricity it takes to produce each Bitcoin or each piece of crypto, based on the mathematical calculations. Well, what happens when in the next year or two or three quantum computers get rolled out, or just even far more sophisticated computers that can do those calculations at half the speed or a tenth of the speed or a hundredth of the speed or 100 times the speed, at a hundredth of the power consumption? Suddenly you're going to have a glut of crypto, and what's going to happen to the price of crypto? It's going to go from over $100,000 a coin down to $25. And that's, that's what I see coming down the road. And that's why I think it's just absolutely insane to have anything to do with crypto. But what do I know? I've never successfully been an investor. Steven, thank you for the call. Spot on. And thanks for the heads up on that. It's 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program with True People's Media. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Keldon Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals. So I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Free Prince is my favorite advertiser. I have been using their product, this little app, this Free Prince app, for years, and it really is extraordinary. You're going to love it. You've taken gazillions of great photos. You know, your kids, your pets, your desserts, and but then what? What have you done with them? Well, Free Prints is the app for your iPhone or Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With Free Prints, you get 1,000 4x6 sized photo prints every year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? Well, it's easier to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the Free Prints app, and it's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. Again, no subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints.
Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand. Together we can make a stand. Tag your interests, join the fight. For a future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. In this land we're not alone. Tag your income, take a stand. Every vote, every hand. Together strong we'll make it through. Democracy depends on you.
Part of that, 54 minutes past the hour. Dan in Baldwin, Michigan. Hey, Dan, what's up?
TGIF, Tom. I've got some information that what Putin has on Mr. Trump. He's got a copy of his brain scan that he got from his proctologist.
Okay.
did you ever notice that his signature looks like his results from a lie detector test?
Yeah, sort of. Actually, if you put two little dots in, strategically in a half a dozen of those little sharp vertical things, it looks like a whole bunch of Ku Klux Klan members.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it? I got a question for you. Johnson there, Speaker of the House,
mm-hmm.
Is he the son of Artie Johnson, the guy from Laugh-In? Because they sure look alike.
They do.
And
I'm sure he's
not. He's the number one.
He's from Louisiana. Yeah, I don't think he's got anything to do with Artie Johnson. We would have heard that, but it hadn't occurred to me before.
Well, they sure look alike.
They do. They're
the same size.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he fell off his bike and never recovered.
Yeah, could be. Dan, thanks for the call and thanks for the levity. Ray in Longmont, Colorado. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, just a quick thing here. The guy just called in saying, can we stop the parade? Well, we can. First off, have a parade of our own. Trump likes them, and he had that one that went down to the Capitol building and destroyed democracy. Do our own. The wife said, line the pathways all the way down for the 4 miles with the gay pride flags.
I don't understand. You're saying that you can stop the parade in D.C.? Are you talking about obstructing traffic?
Hey, well, the
or just
parade,
doing it locally.
Their parade. No, his is
his
parade. Is going to disrupt
yeah.
it.
Their security is going to be so severe that there's going to be no way that anybody will be able to disrupt that parade.
You really think they can stop thousands of people?
I do.
All right.
And I think he'll use guns if he has to. Yeah. Well, I get it. Sadly. Okay. Thanks a lot, Ray. Connie in Buffalo, New York. Connie, you got the last 20 seconds. You got a quick one?
Okay, real quick. I just wanted your take on what I've been hearing about, that they've got proof that there's an irregularity in our voting in New York, and I wanted your take on it.
I have heard those rumors, too, and I have yet to see any evidence other than the really clear proof of voter suppression that Greg Palast has laid out. But haven't seen it yet. So, Connie, thanks for the call. I got to run. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verity, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, Ruben Michaels. And
archives.
Get out there, get active, tag you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. I will catch up with you on Monday. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a barrage of social media posts yesterday, President Trump and Elon Musk have quieted their feud over the budget bill. ABC's Jonathan Carl spoke to the president earlier today.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly concerned about all of this. He wanted to talk about other things, and he was rather dismissive of the whole controversy.
Congressional Democrats say the bill hurts Americans beyond Musk's criticism, especially cuts to key programs like Medicaid. The Trump administration announcing new sanctions targeting 35 entities and individuals accused of taking part in Iran's shadow banking network to funnel money to the regime. And the May jobs report was better than expected, showing American employers added 139,000 jobs last month. This is ABC News.